Morning Ireland, 12 minutes past seven, and welcome to Cork, where Fianna Fáil are gathering ahead of the new Dáil term, next month's budget and presidential election. In the Rochestown Park Hotel, about 5 kilometres south of the city centre, built in the early 1900s as a private residence for Sir Anthony Sutton, the Lord Mayor of Cork, knighted by Britain's King Edward VII, transferred to the Kiltegan Fathers in the 1940s, who used it as a seminary to train priests for missions abroad for several decades before it was turned into a hotel in the late 20th century. It's the home constituency of Fianna Fáil leader and Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and he'll be with us in an hour's time. Fianna Fáil aren't the only party having their pre-Dáil gathering today. The Social Democrats are too, and as you heard in the bulletin and it says in the papers, one of their TDs is in the news. Again, our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is with me here in Cork. Owen Hayes, Paul, discuss.
Yes, Owen Hayes has apologised for what he's called a completely inappropriate Halloween costume, which he wore 16 years ago. The circumstances was that he was head of the UCC Students' Union and he was wearing brown makeup on his face and hands as part of his Barack Obama costume. It's there in the front page of the Daily Mail. It is an arresting photograph. In his statement last night, before the publication came out, he described this as completely inappropriate and a huge mistake. He was basically putting his hands up. His party, the Social Democrats, also issued a statement. They said, Deputy Hayes has acknowledged that what he did was wrong, offensive and hurtful. He has taken full responsibility for his actions and has issued an unreserved apology. The difficulty for Owen Hayes is that he's had to apologise before, as you alluded to, Gavin. He was suspended from the party for 7 months. He was only let back in July, and that was as a result of giving incorrect information about when he sold his shares with the former employer, Palantir Technologies, which was selling some material to the IDF. It's a difficult one for Owen Hayes. You can see from the Social Democrat statement, it's not explicit, but basically it's saying, young man in college did something he shouldn't have and he's put his hands up. The question politically is, given that he was also making a mistake last year, how is this going to carry both in his constituency of Dublin Bay South and then nationally? So it's one to watch.
Not a welcome return then for Holly Kearns, essentially on her first week back as leader of the Social Democrats, and Mary will be talking to her later.
Yeah, a really, really bad start for Holly Kearns. Once again, she's not talking about the vision of the party. She is a leader who's got an awful lot of talent, and no doubt she has energy as well and wanted to be able to sort of, you know, kick off the new Dáil term, which starts tomorrow, and instead she's having to come in and explain the actions of a TD who she's already had to reference before, at least her former deputy leader, Kian O'Callaghan.
Now, we'll hear from our reporter Joe Caulfield at the Ploughing later. Audrey will be broadcasting from there tomorrow. The presidential candidates are on their way there today.
Yeah, and the reason they're going there is that 300,000 people 300,000 people are expected to turn up there over the next few days. So Heather Humphreys, Jim Gavin and Catherine Connolly, all three will be down there pressing the flesh, trying to make a connection with this big audience. Interesting to watch how they get on. Heather Humphreys is the former Rural Affairs and Community Minister, so one would expect that she's able to say, as she has been saying on local radio, do you remember the time I assisted your constituency? Jim Gavin, it's an opportunity to go in there and explain himself and who he is and bring his message to the people, because he's the one who's the new candidate. People know him solely as the Dublin football manager, very successful, but who is Jim Gavin? I'm not sure they know, so that's an opportunity for him. And then Catherine Connolly, she's the one who's been on the stump for months. She's the one who has been up in Donegal and down in Cork, and once again she's going to try and make that breakthrough.
Just three candidates for the Oras for now. How is the bid to join them going?
Well, there's one standout, and that is the independent candidate, Gareth Sheridan. He secured a nomination from Kerry County Council yesterday. He'd actually had the hustings the previous week. But he's actually the one, as my colleague Micheál Lahan said, he's got momentum. He is the one who possibly could get the backing of four local authorities, which will put him on the ballot paper. So he got Kerry yesterday. It's possible that he'll get Tipperary today, even though Michael Lowry, councillors said they're not going to back him, they're not going to block him either. So that gives him an opportunity to have two nominations, then really would give him some sort of momentum, and he'd be looking at counties like Meath and Offaly to also help him through. The other independent candidates seem to be falling away. Conor McGregor ruled himself out yesterday. Maurice Dean and Nick Delahanty still pushing, but they don't seem to look to have the backing.
We're here in Cork for the Fianna Fáil pre-Dáil Thinking. How are they?
They're in good form. Fianna Fáil likes to see itself as a party of governments. They're in governments. They're senior ministers, junior ministers, other TDs with committee roles. So there's an upbeat mood. If there is one fly in the ointment, it is in relation to Jim Gavin as the presidential candidate. Talking to TDs here, there's a question mark. They're not sure. It was notable that at the dinner last night, the Fianna Fáil leader in Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, made a point of saying, you know, we're doing well and I expect you all to go out and support Jim Gavin. That's the question mark.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. We'll speak with Micheál Martin after 8 o'clock, and we'll also hear from Holly Cairns after 7:30. 18 minutes past seven now.